God has come to us. God is with us. Not just then, as we remember today, but now. God has come to us, interrupting us, taking no account of what we're currently doing. That's what it was like for Mary when she was told the news of God's plan for her. Suddenly, her whole life was going to change if she would say yes to him. That's what it was like for those shepherds the night Jesus was born. Suddenly, the sky was filled with angels announcing his arrival, and they had to go and see him. And throughout the accounts of Jesus' life, he does this again and again and again to people, suddenly interrupting them and demanding from them. Not demanding that they do something for him, but that they let him do for them what they desperately need him to. There's a woman who most people won't even talk to, who suddenly finds herself in conversation with him, hearing her life story from him. And having closed the door on her past, he opens up a new future for her, which she runs into. There's a money-grabbing crook who suddenly finds himself hosting Jesus for dinner. And he immediately gives away all his ill-gotten gains and more because of the love and welcome he has received from Jesus. And there's a thief being killed on a cross who suddenly realizes that the man dying next to him is able to offer him hope beyond the grave into which he will soon be laid. So many times, people of whom it is said, well, there's nothing more we can do for them, are suddenly transformed by a touch or a word from him. Peace, hope, love, joy, suddenly become real. And he's doing the same things now. He has come to us. And with the same suddenness, the same insistence, he says to us, now, leave everything now. I alone can set you free from that prison. How long will you stumble in the darkness? How much deeper will you sink before you think to cry to me for help? Now, don't mistake that bluntness for a lack of love. It's just that what he has to say to you, what he is offering you, is far more urgent and far more important than whatever it is that you're currently doing. And yes, that does sound pretty arrogant and rude, coming from anyone else. But he is not anyone else. He is the God who made us. He is the God who knows what is in us, our darkest secrets and deepest joys, the things that we long for, the things that we don't care about. And he is the God who knows what is at stake with a clarity which we do not possess. If this suddenness of his sounds like impatience, it's not the impatience of someone trying to sell you something. It's the impatience of someone who loves you, wanting to give you a gift beyond compare. It's not the impatience we might sometimes feel when trying to get someone to leave the house so we can get to an appointment on time. It's the impatience you would feel if you were trying to get someone to leave a house that was on fire. Yet he himself never seems rushed or anxious. He came into the world exactly when he meant to fulfill a plan agreed before the beginning of time. Now, so much happens as he does this that it makes our heads spin. The limitless God enters time and space. The Maker is made. A virgin bears him and gives birth to him. He is wiser than all earthly wisdom. He is powerful beyond measure, and he is desperate for milk. On and on come the sudden surprises. He doesn't come looking to be served, but to serve. He attends to and lifts up the weak and the outsiders. He leaves the mighty and influential to their own devices. He turns water into wine. He turns snacks into banquets. He walks directly to his death. And he walks out of his tomb. Suddenly, 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 everything has been changed. So yes, this is an interruption. And that can feel jarring, even in the middle of a carol service. When things are going well, who wants to be interrupted? That's why it's often those who are otherwise hopeless who responds to his interruption with a yes of relief and joy. Because they're the ones who can see clearly, who understand what's really going on, if only for a moment. And they find that in their desperation, what he has for them more than matches their need. And when that happens to us, we suddenly realize why the stories we love to tell are the way they are. Of unexpected turnarounds, of heroes defeating dragons, of happily ever after. These are the stories that are in us, which we long to be true for us. Because this is the story which we are in. And suddenly, the author and hero of the story is with us. Light in the darkness, battle-scarred and beautiful, unyielding and gentle, holy God and human flesh. And he beckons to us. Come. He says, follow me. Leave your life. I've far better. It's totally free. It will cost you everything. Trust me, he says. Come. Now, you ask? Now, he says.